Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Origin coming up this week.
Oh, good.
Yeah, you looking forward to it?
I am, mate. It's probably one of the days of the calendar for me where I don't have to worry about having to try to play or trying to make the team. I can sit back and actually be a fan. And well, this year is no different for me. I actually played Queensland Schoolboys, but my allegiance changed a little bit because I had a lot of mates playing for New South Wales. But I just sit on the fence now.
Yeah. Who do you like, Benj, from the two sides that have been selected?
Well, from the sides that are selected, honestly, New South Wales, I think, have got the stronger squad and the stronger side. But Queensland, like, look at Game 3 last year. They got pumped Game 2 and you think, oh, it's over here. And then Game 3 in Queensland, they're just a different team. They're a different side. So the only thing that worries me about Queensland is a couple of their stars haven't played a lot of footy. Harry Grant's been out for a while. Munster's been out for a while. I actually wouldn't be surprised if I was coaching them, I'd bring Harry off the bench. Let the first 20, the sting of the first 20 get out of the game. Because New South Wales, if he starts, will just run all your traffic at him. He hasn't played for a while. Make him make a few tackles. Try and take his energy out for attack. We all know what he can do with the ball. And fatigue and origin apparently is another level. You'd probably know, Woodsy. But for him, if he's making a lot of tackles and hasn't played for a while and then tries to bring energy with the running game, that energy might not be there. So I wouldn't be surprised if the first 20 he doesn't play.
Ben, do you know last year when Harry did come to you guys, did you see straight away that, mate, we've got a player on our hands here? Or
To be fair, Woodsy, I wasn't sure because I hadn't seen him play.
Yeah, I hadn't seen him play either.
I saw one training session, I reckon, when he was there, and it convinced me already without having to know that he was special. I was so impressed, not just the way he trained and the way he played, but he's just such a good young kid. You know, he's like really down to earth, wanted to learn. And just like he'd turn up to meetings with a notepad and write down everything the coach would say and take it all in. And then after the meeting, you'd see him sit in the sheds and he's looking at all the writing. Obviously, being new is different, but I asked him, I said, what are you doing then? He said, to be honest with you, like in Melbourne, this is normal. Cameron used to do it. Cooper used to do it. This is just what they did. You know, they write everything down and they remember it. And then it's like a full studying session. And I thought, you know what? I might start writing some stuff down.
Did you start?
No, I didn't. I wasn't going to change it. But like for a kid, you know, you just don't see that stuff. And it just summed up where I thought he was going to be hitting. And yeah, full credit to Harry. He's just done a really good job, hasn't he?
We heard about his name before he debuted for many years. The Bulldogs made a massive play to try and get him there. Yeah, right. And I remember speaking to a lot of people in the game about him, and he used to play up in the Queensland Cup, and Cooper Johns was in the same side. So I rang Matty Johns and asked him. He said, mate, this kid will be the Queensland hooker for the next 10 years once he plays NRL. He's going to be a super player.
Mm. Well, you'll look at what he did in Game 3 last year. Seriously, like...
off the charts.
Yeah. That just doesn't happen.
On debut. Yeah.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.